Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, August the 22nd, 2022, 8:22:22, 17 and a half minutes past the hour, and you know, here we are. Well, we got a little bit of microphone trouble here this morning. Hopefully we can clear this up fairly quickly. Ah, there we go. I think we got it. Maybe we have it, maybe we don't. Okay, there we are. On the air here on this Monday, August 22nd, 2022. It is 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. And boy, that was a long news report, but necessary this morning because there is a lot of news going on in the Marion area this past weekend. I do want to thank right off the bat, though, the Marion Star for the article that they ran today. Very fair article, just basically saying that we were not going to respond to the FCC's requirement that we get an attorney because we don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend on an attorney for a year. But they did print how to listen to the station now, which is on the TuneIn app, which you can download free on any mobile device and just search WWGH. Or you can listen on the website, which they also printed, WWGH1071.com. So we hope you're out there listening that way, and we thank the Marion Star for being fair in their article. That is a lot of help. All right. Well, what else is going on here this morning? Well, we have a guest coming up here at 8:30, so we're kind of prepping that person to get ready here. But if there's anything on your mind this morning, we have about 11 minutes before our guest is going to join us. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944 in the studio this morning, 740-383-9944. I do have to say one other thing about the Marion Star article. They were actually very accurate and very fair in what they wrote. Unlike some other news outlets last week, that I think only one other news outlet really carried the story. So the fact that they were accurate and actually wrote what happened and actually gave us a chance to respond, I appreciate quite a bit. So again, thanks to the Marion Star for that. Andrew did a great job with that article. So hopefully this morning that woke people up to the idea that we are broadcasting this way. And again, you know, we haven't heard from our friend Scott out in Big Island. Now, I know there was a lot of talk when we were switching over that he would be able to listen on his tablet as opposed to the radio when his wife was home from work, because I guess she has the Wi-Fi signal on her cell phone, I think it was, we talked about. And we also talked about how Judy Summers, one of our longtime listeners, had two Alexas that she had never hooked up in her house, and she also had a Fire Stick, and she was going to try to hook those up so she could listen to us. Now, this all happened last Wednesday, so it was very quick. So I it's going to take a week or two before people get fully switched over to listening in the new way, especially if they weren't using the technology beforehand. But if you're out there listening, and obviously if you're listening at this point, you are listening on a mobile device or through the internet, give us a call and tell us how you're listening or what you're doing. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would certainly love to hear from you out there this morning before we go to our guest on the phone. And it's also always nice to hear that we're coming through loud and clear. That's always a big positive as well. All right, 740-383-9944. I always got to put the phone number down because basically, you don't know where I'm broadcasting from now because I broadcast from home about... I was trying to get the percentages right there, and we're also getting our guest booked on the air here. But you never know where I'm going to broadcast from. Am I from home? Am I from the radio studio? It's kind of interesting, as they say. 22 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. Again, if you're out there and you're listening from a mobile device or have found a new way to listen, especially Judy Summers or Scott are the two on my mind that I can think of, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We are in the studio this morning. Now, we do have some announcements here to make. The Junior Service Guild is proud to announce the upcoming Mystery Theater Breaking the Bingo Commandments. The audience included presentations. The audience included presentation is written by Ann Schertzer and Julia Vanderhoff and directed by Ann Schertzer. It will be held August 5th and 6th at the Cooper's Bowl Pavilion. Tickets are $40 each. Appetizers and dessert will be served. There will be a silent auction available for all who wish to participate. For tickets, contact Tammy Brammer, 740-361-6848. Or Maggie Granger at 740-361-3482. That's the big event coming up August 5th. And, well, did this already happen? What in the world? Why do we have these old press releases up here? Well, not only have we went into the digital age, apparently we've went backwards in our... somebody's got to file through these press releases up here. Well, this is a current press release for you. Scratch that last one. We've got yesterday is canceled. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note, but today is cash. Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States. The Marion County Hall of Fame presents the Honorable Mary Ellen Withrow Sunday, October 2nd at 5 p.m. All occasions catering. Please join us while we celebrate the induction of Mary Ellen Withrow into the Marion County Hall of Fame on her 92nd birthday. $35 per ticket. Tickets are pre-purchase only and sales end Friday, September 16th at 4 p.m. The Marion County Historical Society is located at 169 East Church Street here in Marion. Their telephone number, 740-387-4255, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. So that is going to be a big, big event. It's very interesting. Well, hey, we've got somebody out there. I am getting a message over here about how somebody is out there listening on the mobile devices, and I thank her for listening. Now, she could call in at any time. I'll be nice this morning. She could call in at any time. I don't know if she's ever called in the digital way. She's saying she knows I've been excited about this, and I have been excited about this switchover, to be honest, because I just think... it gives you so much more leeway in what you can do. Literally, right now, and I know I to use the word literally is one of my pet peeves, but it actually fits in this particular situation. Literally, I could say anything I wanted to right now. I could say anything. Also, we can advertise any way we want to right now. I could advertise anything. I could tell you to go somewhere. I could tell you to do something. I could do anything like that. Also, we now can syndicate shows. We could do anything like that because of the way we are now broadcasting. So it's a very, very exciting morning that way. And as I say, I know it will take some time for people to get acclimated to the new way of broadcasting. A lot of people already did last week. We had a couple days last week of doing the digital broadcasting. And people did come over. We had phone calls, and that's really all you can ask for. A matter of fact, somebody delivered a pop to my front door last week. Ted Jolliffe, one of our longtime listeners. I believe it was the first morning we went digital last Thursday. So that's exciting. So there is a lot of excitement involved in this switchover. And again, I do thank the Marion Star for the article because it did tell basically what happened, that somebody complained, we were not going to get a lawyer, we were not going to pay thousands of dollars for that, really hundreds of thousands of dollars is actually what we were told. So this is where we've ended up, and I think it's in a much better position. And I was here 8.5 years ago when this station started, and to be honest with you, nobody knew what 107.1 FM was then. So it's kind of the same thing. It's just getting the word out how you listen. I always believe if you put out a quality program that people want to hear on a quality station, people are going to listen. It's really no different than that. There's really not much difference in turning on your radio and turning on your cell phone. And so many people told me that they were already listening on the mobile devices anyway, because they didn't have a radio, or they lived outside the listening area. You know, we've gotten calls from West Virginia, we've gotten calls from Florida, from a lot of the snowbirds who go down there. I know we have a pretty strong listening audience in the Columbus, Ohio area. So it's always been, and the people, where were they? Was it up in New Hampshire or Maine? I know it was up on the East Coast when we did the Bill Cosby interview. We were getting all the phone calls from people in that area. Now, obviously, they were not listening over the air. They were listening through the tune-in device. So that's the way it goes. And I think it's pretty done pretty well by us. And will continue to do pretty well by us. And we also added video last week, which was great. Now, I'm not going to turn on the video in the studio this morning, but that's something we can use now. And actually, Friday, when Linda Sims was here, I taught her how to use that technology, which is kind of great, that we can broadcast live on Facebook, so anybody who happens to be scrolling through their Facebook in the morning would be able to pick us up. Again, I don't have that on this morning, but we will add that more and more as time goes on. And it stays there forever. So if you don't get a chance to listen in the morning, you can listen in the afternoon. You can listen that night. You can listen the next day. You won't miss a beat when it comes to shows. And because of the way we have hooked this up, the neat thing about it is that you would be able to hear the calls through Facebook. So if we have a guest on the phone, or if we have a caller call in to win a prize or anything like that, or give their opinion, you would hear that through Facebook because of the way we now have the system routed here in the studio. We should be hearing from our guest here momentarily. 8:30 was supposed to be the time, and we're about 15 seconds away from that. So we are looking forward to hearing from this person. There's been a lot of question in regard to this person over the last few weeks, and the thing we like to do here at this station is clear up things of that nature. So hopefully, when this person calls in, we will be able to clear up a lot of stuff that has been floating around in the last few weeks, which, you know, rumors are very odd things, to be honest. Rumors, I don't know what the best thing to say is about rumors. They're unfortunate because they make people happy, or unhappy, I should say, but what can you do in the end about it, really? Not much to do, except come on a station like this and be able to answer some of those questions so we are not all confused when it comes to what happened. So hopefully we hear from this person momentarily, which we look forward to doing. All right, well, what else is new in the world? Well, it was another weekend, another rainy weekend, of course. We cannot seem to get away from those rainy weekends, can we? It rains every weekend, and what a storm we had on Saturday. My goodness, I was down in Columbus when that storm went on, with the hail and the rain and so on and so forth. And all I know, while that was going on, I kept seeing reports that back here in Marion, streets were flooding, and all kinds of stuff was going on. So I hope everybody who was here in Marion braved that storm okay, and nothing horrible happened to anybody. But it was quite a storm, as they say. It sort of came out of nowhere. I really didn't hear anything about that storm, that it was going to pop up, until Saturday morning. And then all of a sudden, everybody was bracing themselves for it. And it did turn out to be something that you needed to brace yourself for, because that storm was certainly no small bit of business. And I think did a lot of damage to a lot of people's internet service and phone service. I think a lot of that, unfortunately, got damaged in the storm on Saturday, which rolled in probably about, 5 o'clock? Well, it rolled into Columbus about 5 o'clock where I was. It might have been here a little earlier, maybe 4 or 4:30. Certainly didn't help things that were going over on at the Bratwurst Festival. I think they had to cancel the parade on Saturday. There was a lot of lightning and thunder involved with that particular storm, which I think made things even worse. Lightning and thunder are not a good combination when you're having an issue, when you're having a storm. That will drive people inside. Nobody wants to be struck by lightning. Nobody wants to hear the thunder. Nobody wants to see a storm like that in any area, let alone this particular area. But I tell you, the August temperatures, what is the temperature this morning? Somewhere in the high 60s, low 70s. Isn't that amazing for the month of August that that's where we are? I mean, that shocks me to a great degree, to be honest with you. I can't imagine that this is what the weather is like in Ohio in the month of August. Now, in a way, I'm kind of happy because I don't particularly like the really humid or the really hot weather. But it just seems so out of place, to be honest with you. August is usually a very, very hot and kind of dry, humid month. And that really hasn't been what we have experienced. We've experienced rain. And I was saying, has there been a weekend in the month of August where we did not get some kind of rain? I don't think there has been one yet. It really has been a very unique month of August. Now, something else I want to mention here as we wait for our guest to call in this morning is, was this 2 weeks ago I was given this? I think it might have been 2 weeks ago. But one of our longtime listeners, Phyllis Shirk, gave me this, I guess it's a brochure, but really it's kind of a flip chart, from the Marion County Council on Aging. Now, their telephone number is 740-387-0401. But basically, this points out all the services that the Marion County Council on Aging allows people to have. Transportation, volunteer and educational resources, housing and utility assistance, Ohio District 5 Area Agency on Aging, meals and food pantry assistance, Marion County Council on Aging, non-medical health and wellness, personal needs assistance, home health, medical, mental health, and a lot of phone numbers, as well as community enrichment grants that I guess people would be eligible for. So this is really a very great source of information for people who need help in the community. It also has a number of the medical facilities here in Marion, the urgent cares, the hospitals, all of the governmental offices from the mayor down to the Golden Buckeye system. It has the emergency services, the Red Cross, police, sheriff, highway patrol, and then all the social services, a whole page dedicated to the social services that go on here in Marion, which are also very important, like the adult probation services, Adam H., adult daycare, Alzheimer's Association, legal aid, Marion Area Counseling Center, Medicare, Railroad Retirement Board, RAM, Salvation Army, all kinds of stuff in this particular brochure. So that's a nice resource to have. This really is a nice brochure. So if anybody ever needs any phone numbers or any help, hospice is in here. The Center Street Clinic, Community Health Clinic. A lot of health agencies are in this book. All kinds of good stuff. So if clothing locker, I mean, do people in Marion know that we have a clothing locker? LifeLink Church, St. Paul, St. Vincent de Paul's, Leapin Ministries, cell phone assistance. There's all kinds of stuff in here that could be of use to anybody in the Marion area. So, again, we are very thankful that Phyllis was able to drop that off for us, because it's a very good source of information in regard to things that are available to the people of Marion County, and that's the area that we serve. And we want to see those people do well. I think that's very important. All right, let's see if our guest is going to be able to join us here momentarily, coming up on 38 minutes past the hour. First hour is blowing right by here. Kind of interesting. On this August 22nd, 2022. 38 minutes past the hour already. Isn't that something? Okay. Well, you know, I wonder how long, because this outdated brochure, or I guess a press release is more of what it is to the point, that I was reading earlier, I wonder how long this was here. Because I just pulled it out of the envelope the other day. But it certainly is past. Well, we hope the event went well. The Breaking the Bingo Commandments, I guess, is what the event was called. I guess we hope that that was a big success for the people who put it on and the people who took part in it. That you want things in Marion to do well. You don't want them to go down the hill in any way. Let's see here. We might take a quick time out here and see if our guest is ready to appear with us. Let's see what we can do here. We might take a quick time out. We'll be right back momentarily, hopefully with our guest. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to
WKU. 1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathe the nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24-7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Scott Spears back with you here on a Monday morning, Monday, August 22nd, 2022, 43 minutes past the hour. Just made contact with our guest who's going to join us momentarily. He is just hung up in a particular situation right now, but as soon as he is free, he will be calling in. And I think this interview will be of great interest to you, the listening audience, who has followed this story. I don't want to bring up the story yet, but the person can hopefully shed some light and clarification on things that heretofore have not been done. And it's unfortunate because I believe it has caused some kind of friction in the community in some certain areas, and that's very, very, very unfortunate. So hopefully we will hear from him momentarily as soon as he is freed up, and heaven knows we all understand busy schedules, but as soon as he is free to call, he will call, and hopefully that happens within the next few minutes here, and we'll be able to understand what has been going on with him and how we got to where we are currently in this particular climate. And that's really all I want to say till we get him on the line, because I want him to explain exactly what has happened. Because I think other people explaining for him is what has caused a problem. And that's all we'll say about that at this particular time. So we're not going to take any phone calls right now. We'll save that for next hour so we can leave this line open for the guests to call in as soon as they are available. But I am in the studio, and you can call us next hour starting at 9:15, and maybe we'll talk about the interview. Hopefully we'll get in here in just a few minutes. The call-in number next hour will be 740-383-9944. So if you are out there listening next hour, we hope to hear from you from 9:15 until 10 o'clock. And remember, you can listen all kinds of ways now. You download that TuneIn app free on any mobile device, and that includes smart televisions, Alexas, Google Dots, tablets, laptops. Anything you have, basically, that's an electronic device, you download it on there and search WWGH, and you're off and running, listening just like you were at a radio or any other device. Also, we have the website. You can always go to the website. I know a lot of people tend to prefer that. The website, WWGH1071.com, streams the website continuously. Also, there are archives on the website of any program you might have missed, dating back to January of 2016. So all of those episodes are there, thanks to Adam, the webmaster. So go to that website. Very, very important website, WWGH1071.com. Not only is the station streaming there live, but we have past episodes of programs dating back to January of 2016, all available right there on the website. So another important tool in regard to this station. Okay. Well, we've talked about the weather. We've talked about... I wonder if anybody did anything interesting this past weekend. You know, I have had more trouble with my internet at home since last Thursday. Now, I don't remember if I talked about this last week, but for quite a while now at home, my internet carrier, I haven't been feeling like I've been getting the right speeds. So I actually had a technician come out last Thursday and look at my internet speed, and they said that I definitely was below where I needed to be. A matter of fact, this whole terminology for internet is kind of new to me, and I think new to a lot of people. But the terminology was that my internet speed was at 100, and it should have been at 400. So the technician figured out that the reason that it was running so low was because when I had cable television years ago, all of the wiring was left hooked up from that. And apparently when you have open cords on a line like that, signal gets lost through those open cords. So the technician disabled all of those cords, and because of that, the internet speed did pick up last Thursday night. And actually was great on Friday. We had great internet speeds all day Friday here at the station. And when I went home Friday night, we had great internet speeds when I did the Friday night live show with Angie. We did Facebook Lives, and there were no hang-ups in them, so all was well and all was great. Well, then I woke up on Saturday morning, and on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, the internet was starting to have trouble. Then about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, everything went completely dead. The internet, the telephone, completely dead, and we're out from 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon until, I think, 3 a.m., they said, Sunday morning. So 13 hours, I was completely without anything. So they come back up at 3 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, I worked yesterday, so I don't know how long they were on or if they were on, but when I got home last night around 5:30, they were still on, and they stayed on last night till about 8:30. Then at 8:30 last night, they went out again. All the services dropped out again, and I don't know when they came back up, but it would have been sometime this morning before 7 o'clock. So sometime in the night, they came back up, and they're still a little shaky, let's put it that way. As I was on the internet this morning, kind of preparing to do this show and going through some things, I noticed that the internet was, to say the least, still a little shaky at my house. And I don't know what the problem is, because I was told yesterday when I did call in to the service provider that there had been an outage in my area over the weekend. And I thought they had it fixed, because Sunday morning when things came back up, I thought, well, now we're in business. Now things are moving in a proactive direction. Well, when it went out again last night, and it's still a little shaky this morning, I'm starting to think that things are not moving in a proactive direction, and I don't know what's going to go on. I think I have a technician scheduled to come out tomorrow morning between 10 and 11 a.m., but it's strange because the technician was just there on Thursday. And the technician who was there on Thursday could not, clearly did not think there was a problem with the wiring, because once he got those old cable lines unhooked, everything was working fine Thursday night and all day Friday, so I don't think it was a wiring issue. So whatever is going on, I hope we find out soon. Now, it could be that whatever damage or outage was caused on Saturday may have continued yesterday. I don't know. I don't know how many technicians for these cable companies work on the weekend. I don't know what the situation is there, but it's interesting. Let's just say that you don't know how much you rely on the internet and the telephone until they are not there. And then when you don't have internet or telephone, you are really up the creek, as they say. So that's showbiz. Oh, I also wanted to say something about the article in the paper. You know what's interesting about all stories? Now, this is something that I always find interesting. A story really only lasts about a day or two, no matter what it is. Have you ever noticed that if it's a good story or a bad story, people will read about it, you'll hear about it for a day or two, people will comment about it, and then it goes away and you never hear about it again. At that point, people just kind of, I think, go back to what they were doing. And also, such is the news business, when you get a really big news story, it just kind of overlaps other news stories. Like the story we have right now, I don't believe they have found the kid who shot the other person on, I think it was Saturday. It was over the weekend sometime. They still have not found that person. And when they find that person, that will be a big story for the moment. And then it will just kind of dissipate after a couple days. The story will be, yes, they found the person, and what are they going to do with the person? But then the story goes away. Even a great big story like that. So I guess such is the news business, is how these things run. At the time, they seem like a big deal, but then they just kind of go off into the ether. Really, once they're off the newsstands, and the next newspaper or digital story is up, people are pretty much on to that. It's kind of like radio in a way. You know, if you have a bad show one day or things don't go the way you suspect them to go, you come back and you do a show the next day and pretty much all is forgotten. Do want to remind everybody that Voice of a People with Linda Sims has moved to a new time on this station. She's on every Wednesday from 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon, and Thursday from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And Adam the Computer Guy is now on Wednesday and Thursday from 12:10 until 1 p.m. both days. Now, I believe this Wednesday, Adam has James Anderson on, as Glenn and Charlie used to have James on. So James will continue on with Adam starting this Thursday, 12:15 until 1 p.m. And we also have Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp, which will air on this station from 10:10 a.m. till 11 a.m. this morning. So the beat keeps going on in regard to programming on this station. And, of course, we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon every Sunday and Wednesday evening from 6:10 until 7 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker on Friday mornings from 9:10 a.m. until 10 a.m. Also repeated Wednesday and Thursday from 3:10 until 4 p.m. And then we have the Community Christian Fellowship Sunday Sermon, now Sunday nights, from 7:10 until 8 p.m., and then repeated on Wednesday and Thursday from 4:10 until 5 p.m. So you'll want to check those out. Also, very important things to do in regard to this station. A lot of good information. News and weather every hour, obituaries four times a day, 8:10, 10:10, 12:10, and 2 p.m. All free. And you know, it's still a shock to me the amount of money that is charged to run an obituary in the newspaper. You know, I've been hearing this for years about how much it costs to run an obituary in the newspaper. I think it's hundreds of dollars now, people have told me. Does anybody know about the obituary cost in the newspaper, what it costs to run an obituary now? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know we said we weren't going to take any calls here in hour number one because we're waiting for our guest, but we might have to kick off hour number two with our guest because I don't know if we're going to have time to fit them in the next 4 minutes. So, if you do want to call in, if you know anything about the obituary cost to run an obituary in the paper, or if you want to say anything about the weather this past weekend, or the shooting over on Adams Street, which that seemed to be the big story of the weekend, and just kids. You know, and I think anybody under the age of 18, you got to consider is a kid. Any comment on any of that in the last 4 minutes we have here? 740-383-9944. Remember, the station number is the studio number this morning, as we are broadcasting from the south location here in Marion this morning, the south end studio, as we approach 57 minutes past the hour. You gotta wonder, what drives somebody at that age to shoot somebody, which is basically what happened. And I, you know, we always talk about this gun issue, but where do people get the access? I don't know. I mean, is it their gun? Do they get it from their parents? Is it around their house? I don't know how these things happen, keep happening, or tend to happen. Because not only do you have to have the gun, but you got to have the ammunition. And of course, somebody was lost this past weekend, obviously, who was shot. And that's a horrible situation to run into. Very, very, very sad. 57 and a half minutes past the hour. Any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. Oh, I did want to also mention, I learned that the Pleasant schools do not start until, I think I was told, August the 30th. So Marion City Schools and River Valley are back in session, but Pleasant does not start back until August the 30th. So I'm sure the students at Pleasant are very happy about that. Now, Elgin and Ridgedale, I don't know. I have not heard about Elgin or Ridgedale. I don't know if they're back in yet. I don't know if they go back this week or next week before Pleasant on the 30th of August. I know Pleasant has their new building now. I saw some articles in regard to that. But that's kind of where that lays. Has anybody heard anything about the return of Elgin or Ridgedale to school this year? Again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Talking about those back-to-school days. You know, the line at McDonald's this morning was not as long as it was last week. Now, last week was the return of Marion City and River Valley to school. So, you know, that was busy. But this morning, really not too bad at all. I think there were maybe four or five cars in line. And with that double line, you can really kind of get through there a lot faster than when there was just one line. So that's always nice. All right, we're going to break here at the top of the hour. Then we're going to come back and talk about a whole lot of stuff here on WWGH Radio, and hopefully be joined by our guest, because I think that's going to be something that a lot of people have interest in. Actually, I wonder if this is our... Well, actually, if you're calling in right now, save that. We'll take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. I just was listening to you. Ridgedale starts tomorrow.
Oh, Ridgedale's back in tomorrow morning.
Yep, tomorrow. Yep, my kids start tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, so they start a little later than Marion City or River Valley.
Yep, a little bit. I'm not sure about Elgin. Then, yeah, Pleasant's next week.
All right. Hey, thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Ridgedale goes back tomorrow, Elgin next week, and I guess we don't know right now. Pleasant next week, excuse me. Pleasant next week, Ridgedale tomorrow, and we don't know about Elgin yet. Maybe we'll find out on the other side of this break.
I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years of being so kind to me.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Scott. You know, I always say you're the best interviewer I ever...